Once again, we're happy to be here at Meals on Wheels, Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County for the radio show. We do this on location at Meals on Wheels, Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County, conveniently located at the Olivedale Senior Center on Boving Road. Our address is 253 Boving Road. Bill Miller is the outreach coordinator. Bill, how are you doing on this fine holiday?
Oh, I'm ready to go.
Well, almost holiday. We're getting
almost
close.
Almost holiday.
Yes, we are.
I know the grandkids are getting excited.
Yeah, we are. It's you cannot, I mean, the place is decorated very festively. You know, we've got a lot of folks. It's a nice time of year. Everybody's friendly, and it seems like things just kind of, we get through this wonderful December period, and then we hit the realities of January. And this would be a great time to mention that all the services here, you know, when you do the home-delivered meals at Meals on Wheels, there are those days when you just can't get out safely to mm-hmm. people's houses, at which point we have planned ahead. You've already got mm-hmm. the blizzard meals, as we call them, or the emergency meals, out and in place.
Right. We upped that meal distribution to 5 meals this winter. Mm-hmm. It used to be 3. But as we saw with Sandy, we never know what the weather's going to throw us.
Right, we've already had one day, and that was during the Hurricane Sandy when the weather swept over us. And you called me one morning, and I put it on the radio and said, you know, use one of your blizzard meals today.
Yes, we have a nice system worked out. We inform all the radio stations mm-hmm. here locally. We also I make sure it gets listed on all the TV
right.
stations that are the normal local 10, 6, and 4.
Right. They put it on their crawling announcements at the bottom.
They put it on there for us. We appreciate them working with us on that. And we try to get that information out. Normally, I get the wake-up call about 5 in the morning and mm-hmm. get it started. And we consult with the different sheriff departments mm-hmm. and different things to see just how bad the roads are. Mm-hmm. We do not want to send our drivers out and have any problems. And we know that people understand that there's just sometimes you can't get through.
Exactly, Bill. But does that also affect and close the congregate sites as well?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
yes.
So when you say we're closing for the day, that closes the congregate sites as well. Everybody
yes.
goes to the
yes.
blizzard meal.
Yes.
Good to know, so that they don't also come to Sister Lucille's place or any of the other congregate sites on
right.
those days.
Right.
So all you have to do is just listen to the radio. We'll keep you posted on that.
Mm-hmm.
If Bill tells us, we tell you.
And we
will get that on as quickly as we can. Let's talk a little bit about Central Ohio Area Agency on Aging and COAAA. When we say older adult alternatives,
mm-hmm.
we talk a lot about Meals on Wheels, but there's other aging services that are provided. One of them being Lifeline, and this is a service that you handle out of this office.
Yes, we have over 500 units out right now. Lifeline is a service where we bring in a unit that you can put at your desk or near your bed, and it has a speaker system built into it. It has a range of several hundred yards. Anywhere in your home, you can push your emergency button. That speaker will activate, and you can tell the person on the other end exactly what the problem is, and they will send out help to you right away.
And again, this time of year, you think about, you know, I went out on my porch and slipped on ice. You want to be very, very careful this
yes.
time of year.
Yes, it will work outside your, in the immediate area around your home, like on the sidewalk mm-hmm. and things.
Who's coordinating Lifeline here at the office?
Okay, we have a lady, Amber Throckmorton,
mm-hmm.
who has just taken over the duties to coordinate that program. She makes sure that all these units get installed properly, and that any time that a person pushes their button, we get a report,
mm-hmm.
and we make sure that we call folks and have them test their units mm-hmm. once a month to make sure everything's working correctly.
And you also, is there a battery patrol with that? Do the batteries get changed out on a regular basis?
When we call folks, we always check to see if their battery lights or anything mm-hmm. are on. There's a light on the unit that lets you know.
And of course, Amber, she coordinates all that here, and her number, as is everybody's number here, yes. the magic number, Bill, what is it?
740-681-5050.
681-5050 for any of the things we discuss. And if we don't discuss it on a particular show, that doesn't mean we don't do it. I know that we did the Heat Fairfield County, which was a major effort, mm-hmm. and after the fact, it had people saying, how do I get on that? We get on that every year, so you... I don't think they started the waiting list for next year yet on that, though.
No, not yet.
Let's talk about the HEAP program a little bit. This is another aging service, and that's the Home Energy Assistance Program. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have any notes on that or not, but I'm just going to wing that one. What do you know about HEAP, Bill?
Okay. HEAP is a program to help folks with their heating bills.
Okay.
And it is run through the Ohio Department of... can't think of the name. anyway, it's through the state government,
mm-hmm.
and it's a program where people come in and we help them fill out an application. They bring in some information like their heating bills, and we their proof of income, mm-hmm. and we help them fill out an application. They send it in, and then the state decides how much money mm-hmm. they will be reimbursed.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's always the big speculation every year. Is it going to be a cold winter? Is it going to be a warm winter? Are we going to have high heating bills? The answer is yes, no, and maybe. You know, we just don't
know.
And if you need assistance or you know somebody that does, the Home Energy Assistance Program is there for that very purpose. So just call in here to the aging office at mm-hmm. 681-5050, and they'll get you information. And now, one other thing, through the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, I know you do some commodity boxes as well.
Yes, we do. The commodity program is a USDA program that Mid-Ohio Food Bank and Meals on Wheels works with to provide a food box to eligible seniors here in our county. Mm-hmm. We work with all the different various agencies here in the county to get applications out. We filter the applications to make sure that the folks are eligible. We have a pickup area here at Meals on Wheels, but we also distribute to other agencies that help us distribute.
Right. So, and that's a once a month commodity box.
And that's a once a month. Mm-hmm. I know we get a lot of referrals from 211, mm-hmm. and we will be glad to send out applications to anyone mm-hmm. that's over 60, and there are some eligibility requirements. We will review their application and let them know whether they're eligible mm-hmm. and where to pick up their box.
And 211, that's information and referral. That's a correct. That's a wide range of that. They get calls on a wide breadth of need.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
a good one to keep, is the Fairfield County 211.
Yes.
Operated through information yep. and referral. Finally, today, on today's show, I want to mention, first we need to say, we need to thank the folks that make all this possible, and that is the voters and the people here in Fairfield County who have voted to make the Older Adult Alternatives and Meals on Wheels a viable continuing entity here in the area.
With the economic times that we're going through right now, there are, you know, funds are hard to get, but thankfully the voters here in Fairfield County have passed our levies in the mm-hmm. past, and with wide margins. We will our next levy expires at the end of 2014.
And people may be saying, well, that's not for a couple of years. Why are we worrying about that? Now, we're not worrying about it. What we're doing is you can't wait till the last minute. You got to decide, you know, when you're going to go and again, ask the voters for that vote of confidence. Mm-hmm.
Our Board of Trustees and Fairfield County Commissioners will be deciding what the details of the new levy are going to be and the appropriate time to place it on the ballot. In my opinion, I think it'll probably be sometime here in 2013. Mm-hmm. So if something unforeseen happened and we didn't pass on the first try, we'd be able to get it back on let on the ballot again.
Right, and we'll keep you posted on that as well right here on the radio. Bill Miller, thank you very much. We'll catch up with you again soon.